Tech News with Stephen Ambrose.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Morning. Very good. And yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. There seems to be a little bit of a clip on the line.
That's a bit odd.
Oh, that's better. That's much better.
Being clipped.
Yes, being clipped. Wings.
This is what happens when you use all these social media platforms. Though we're on Skype, I suppose it is a social media platform of sorts.
Well, yeah, whatever. Steve, can we just please talk about Microsoft and Twitter and, you know, how these platforms are all getting together?
Look, they've always worked fairly collaboratively for many different reasons.
Mm.
But the latest, you know, story that's out there is that there's a huge problem and a huge backlash globally with extremist propaganda being, you know, being used to recruit people to spread their message on these various platforms. Because if you think about it, Facebook itself has 2 billion people active at any point in time. I mean, if you consider there's only about 5 billion people that ever connect to the internet, it's just an insane amount of people connected to a platform that are reachable by people, you know, anywhere. And it also skews quite strongly to young people. And young people tend to be a little bit more impressionable, easier to influence, and obviously are the targets of many of these extremist type organizations. And these various platforms needed to respond in some sort of coherent way, because you can't simply get one of them to do anything. They all have to sit together and work out some sort of way of doing things. And the rise of, you know, these sort of smart artificial type intelligence platforms has allowed them to start intelligently seeking out this type of extremist material and actively take it down when they need to. There really are a couple of challenges around that. The first thing is that in many ways this is censorship of another type. But in other ways, how in heaven's name do you police 2 billion to 4 billion people across the world? I think it's a good initiative, and it's something that needs to be done. But I don't think it really addresses the core issues that we need to deal with. Extremism is built on all sorts of other things. But at least it's a start. The danger, from my perspective, is that the minute you start editing the internet and governments start insisting that these various social media platforms do so, and do so on a consistent and on-demand basis, is that you strain to the point where what else are they going to tell us that we can't see or shouldn't see, or what are they going to tell us that we are going to see? So it's a dangerous sort of slippery slope, but quite honestly, all these platforms are very, very aware of really bad extremist type content that's being spread amongst these platforms.
I'm just pleased that they're standing up and they're actually acknowledging that they do have part responsibility for what is posted on their platforms.
Because they haven't taken it too far. What they have said is that they'll do their best to take it down if it pops up, and they're looking for ways of doing it at scale, because that's the problem with social media. It's one thing to raid a newspaper or raid a little website or something, but to take down communication across of scale, we're talking, as I say, billions upon billions. It's a number people can't even comprehend. I can't comprehend of the scale of this type of thing. To take it down consistently, fairly, and at scale becomes a huge technical challenge. But I suppose that's what these guys do, so they get pretty good at it.
You know what? With all the people using platforms like social, you know, like Facebook, you've got to involve the community in that policing or the monitoring.
Well, that's an excellent point. But unfortunately, although when you complain to Facebook, they do have actual people looking at certain things across the globe. It's still an incredibly difficult task to try to do that. But in many respects, people do. The community is very powerful. If you report something on Facebook and they investigate and they find it's an issue, they respond pretty quickly. The same thing on Twitter, the same thing on even Reddit. All the various platforms have mechanisms to deal with offensive material, be it terrorism, be it sexual, whatever. So there already is a lot of policing by the community. People who become offended take it up with them. So I think if you are seeing stuff and you are noticing stuff, yourself personally, anyone out there, they should report it quite quickly through the built-in mechanisms that exist. But what the story out there is, and the collaboration between the various parties, is to try to find an automatic way, an algorithmic way, to find this type of content and block it before it's seen, which is quite a smart idea. As I say, the problem there is that it cuts the other way too. If you can do it for one thing, you can do it for other things. And that could become a little problematic or dangerous, especially if it's used by regimes that want to suppress certain good things. So we have to be a little aware that all these things cut both ways, unfortunately.
Stephen Ambrose, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. Always a pleasure speaking to you, and we'll catch you 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Thursday for Tech Talk.
Absolutely. Chat soon.